Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Thank you very much. The Church of our Lord at Corinth in ancient Greece had many problems that Paul sought in a letter to correct. For example, the members were acting like babies because they were inexcusably divided. The church had also within its fellowship a man who was sleeping with his father's wife. The church had done nothing to remove the brother. The members were experiencing legal problems, although we are not informed about the nature of those problems. Paul severely criticized the Corinthians for not settling their differences among themselves rather than taking them to pagan courts. "Nay, you do wrong, and defraud, and that your brothers." 1 Corinthians 6:8. Paul's language about certain actions being wrong is politically incorrect in our generation. So many Americans deny that we can make judgments about right and wrong, although when people criticize others for making statements about right and wrong, they are guilty of making judgments about right and wrong. So often they do not see the inconsistency of their observations. The simple truth is, no one can live in this world without deciding that certain actions are wrong. Is anyone so morally insensitive as to argue that torturing babies for pleasure is all right? Does not everyone think such actions are wrong, always wrong? The real question relating to right and wrong is, what is the basis on which we make judgments? Is abortion wrong because I think it is? Is gambling wrong because our tradition says it is? There must be a standard for judging, or it makes no sense to speak of any act as being wrong or right. The standard for Christians is the inspired word of Almighty God. Adultery is wrong because the God of heaven ruled, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." Exodus 20:14. The Corinthian Christians were transgressing the will of God by taking their brothers to court before unbelievers. Paul accused some in the church of defrauding others, although he does not tell us exactly what they were doing. The word defraud means to steal, to rob, or to cheat. It is certainly a serious sin when a Christian defrauds another. Paul does not use the same Greek word in the following passage, but he does condemn stealing. "Let him who stole steal no more, but let him work rather with his hands that which is good, that he may have to give to him who needs." Ephesians 4:28. The Scriptures recognize the right of individuals to own property. Stealing other people's property is a sin against our fellow men and against our God. Paul certainly does not condone defrauding others. Such behavior is always reprehensible. Neither does he condone settling legal matters between brethren by going to a court of law. Both are grievous sins. But would it not be better to let a brother defraud us than to bring shame on the church by taking a brother to court? Please listen to Paul. "Now therefore there is utterly a fault among you, because you go to law with one another. Why not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded?" 1 Corinthians 6:7. In his commentary on the first epistle to the Corinthians, Dr. F. W. Grosheide makes the following appropriate remarks on the passage we are examining. Paul wants to demonstrate above all that not the external things, such as the seeking of justice in this specific instance, must be thought to be of the highest value, but rather a life according to the law of love, which includes the doing of no injustice. Page 139. As I am sure you understand, the law of God demands that we love one another, that we seek each other's welfare, and that would include not taking a brother to court, but settling our differences within the family of God. We thank you for listening to our lesson today. May God continue to bless and keep you.